Chapter 4. Dream on the Rock. Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he came to a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head, and lay down in that place. Genesis 28 verses 10-21. Jacob was summoned by his father. His father blessed him and sent him on a mission. I am so impressed as I read these Genesis accounts of God's true servants, their ability to obey, trust, and move in God-like faith. Prior to this in Genesis 28 verse 2 we read, "Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and from there take to yourself a wife from the daughters of Laban your mother's brother." In the following two verses 3 and 4 we see the promise of fruitfulness, multiplying his seed. "And may God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples." Then follows a further promise of the blessing of Abraham. "May he also give you the blessing of Abraham, to you and to your descendants with you, that you may possess the land of your sojournings, which God gave to Abraham." I find my faith rising as I read these accounts, and many more that we will see in this writing. Are we on track, friends? We all need faith boosters like these and more to raise our spiritual eyes into this heavenly realm far beyond human reach. In Genesis 28 verse 11, quoted at the top of this page, we notice something very important. On our journeys, when God leads us to a specific place, we must be sensitive enough not to miss these encounters. Jacob was alert, and here is what took place in verse 12. He had a dream. "And behold, a ladder was set on earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it." About this time I would have been flipping out, my appetite would have been whetted and now God, just bring it on. Wow! What a dream, and it wasn't over yet. Verse 13 says, "And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants." Isn't it interesting? This is a dream and Father God is confirming his place in Jacob's life. Wouldn't this be confirmation, friends? Listen again, in verse 13. God said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father." I don't know about you, but this would be proof enough for me, on any journey that God wanted to send me on. Yeah. Did you know it is not over until it is over? The promise is given in verse 13, and now in verse 14. Are a foundation for Jacob's future, and it has his undivided attention. "Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now comes one of the most assuring promises a friend of God could ever receive, I believe. "Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go." I don't know about you, but for me this promise just about says it all. When my spirit hears this promise, I sense the complete protection, care from all of heaven itself, the assurance of the Creator, Sustainer of all life, Universal Sovereign, my Abba, Daddy, Father. God reaffirms to Jacob the same promise he had made to his grandfather, Abraham, in Genesis 26 verse 3, whom the Bible calls a friend of God. Jacob has just had reassurance from far beyond any human resources. Yes, he has received a word from beyond the veil. Now notice Jacob's reaction, his response. Don't you just identify with him? Genesis 28 verse 15 continues with, "For I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Verse 16 reveals Jacob's response after awaking from this dream on the rock. "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." Verse 17 says he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Jacob's dream and response set it all in motion, all of heaven and God's resources for Jacob to fulfill his God-given destiny. Continuing to verses 18-22 we read, "So Jacob rose early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on its top. And he called the name of that place Bethel." However, previously the name of the city had been Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take, and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. 22 And this stone, which I have set up as a pillar, will be God's house. And all that thou dost give me I will surely give a tenth to thee. Friends, where are you today? Have you had an encounter with heaven yet? If not, you must become desperate and expectant. Jacob is one who could trust God to speak to him, even in a dream. How about you, my friend?